listening to the Saturday Wrap here on AFL Nation for the Bendigo Kangan Institute. Real education, real skills, real jobs. Kangan.edu.au. Applications for 2017 enrolments are now open. Terry Wallace to join us very shortly. We'll talk about the coach of the year, who we think might be in the running for that award as we're pretty much now past the halfway mark. And the coach of the Carlton Football Club, Brendan Bolton, might very much be in the running for this. And he engineered another terrific victory for the Blues last night. 12-11-83. They got past the Gold Coast Suns 11-7-73. It wasn't without a few hiccups along the way, but a win is a win that is a win. And Jack Silvani was terrific last night for the Blues. Kicked two goals and was instrumental in the back half of that game. And he joins us around Australia on AFL Nation. Jack, thanks for your time. This winning business looks like a bit of fun in AFL footy.
It is. I had a couple of, or a long streak of losses to start my career, so to finally get a few wins on the board and a couple on the trot, very nice.
Tell us about last night. As I said, it wasn't without its hiccups. It started really well, and then the Suns really clawed their way back into the game, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly right. I guess, obviously, positive to come away with the win, but a little bit disappointing that we let them back in the game. Throughout the third quarter, they started to get on top of us. And stoppages, now turnover hurt us a bit. So I think we'll review that, understand where we went wrong. But the positive thing was that we're able to bounce back and hold our nerve and finish off a game.
Jack, it's Peter Donegan. Congratulations on the win last night. The game changed a little bit with Michael Barlow's injury and the fact that the game stopped for probably 3 or 4 minutes. When you come together in a huddle like that, what is said? Because it seemed as though after the field was cleared that the momentum shifted from them to you.
Yeah, well, I think when there's an incident like that, the momentum for the team that has it is pretty much shot. I wasn't actually out on the ground at that time. I was stuck on the bench, so I was hoping to get back on. But all those boys got their spell, so I got stuck off the ground for a little bit longer.
All right. One point I wanted to make was Sam Doherty. Now, he won the Best and Fairest last year. He wouldn't be too far off leading your Best and Fairest. He's had another sensational year.
Yeah, he has. He's one of our leaders, and the performances he puts in, week out, have come to expect as the norm, really. He's, he's getting his 30 touches. He's 8 or so rebound 50s. The run he provides off half back, and also his defensive work, which he's been working on too, has been instrumental for us.
Jack Silvani chatting to us around Australia here on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Jack, the youngster, the group that's coming through, this young batch of draftees, and you're a part of that. Tell us what that's like to, I guess, in a way, all things hopefully going well, that you can go through the next 8-10 years of your football career and win a lot of games together. Because from the outside looking in, we watch the documentaries on the draftees, we see your mannerisms. It looks like you're all really close, this last 2 years' worth of draftees.
Yeah, we are. We're a really close bunch of mates. We have little first and second year dinners every couple of weeks, and I think the leaders and the senior boys have been really good in welcoming us and embracing us into the club, and they've made the transition from TAC or under 18s footy to AFL life really, really easy. And I think because the first year boys have come into a system where it's new to them. Us second year boys, I guess, have taken on a mentoring role to them to be able to lead them through, teach them the ways, give them insight into the game plan, what's required as a first year. So I think that's going to help us as a second year group and our leadership grow, but also make the transition for the first year boys easier as well.
With that transition, now that you've been through it yourself, you played a lot of school footy. Were you surprised, now that you've had a year and a bit in the game, were you surprised at how big of a jump it was from school footy and TAC Cup footy to senior footy?
Yeah, definitely. I think what got me most was the big bodies. At school, under 18s, I was never a great runner. I was always pretty slow, so... First pre-season, that was something I really needed to work on. because I knew that I didn't have the body to be able to wrestle my opponents one-on-one, or I needed to have something in my back pocket that I knew I could, or that I knew would give me some leverage in some form. So really working on my run, my speed, to be able to get a couple of metres on my man, I guess that's how my game's developing, but there's no comparison. I was a completely different player in under-18s to what I am now.
We're talking to Jack Silvani after Carlton's victory by 10 points over Gold Coast last night. Jack, this is a good set of numbers. 43 disposals, 8 marks, 10 tackles, 7 clearances, 7 inside 50s. Did Bryce Gibbs have just about his best game for the football club last night?
I think he brought his own footy. It's a very, very big day. He was monumental yesterday. He's the ultimate professional. Come to expect nothing less. His form throughout the year has been terrific. His game against North was quite similar. I think he had 3 and nearly 40. So he's been great. He's been really good for us young boys as well. So, he definitely gave us a big help last night.
And another bloke I reckon would be good for you young blokes is the old warrior Cade Simpson. Now, he's got at least another year left in him. He's getting close to 300 games now. 33 disposals from him last night. I guess he's a bit of a mentor around the football club because he's been at the place for so long now.
He is. He's the old man of the club. He's very wise, you know. He's really good. He tends to keep to himself. He's a pretty reserved character naturally. So being a leader, I guess, is not something he's used to. It's not something that's natural for him. But he's been great. His voice and opinions are always heard. And, I guess being around for so long, they're definitely taken into account. And for the young backmen like Harrison McCready, Tom Williamson, who can just feed off him and be that sponge, it would be invaluable.
Now, Jack, before we let you go, I was on a flight a couple of weeks ago, and we fly that often that we've pretty much exhausted all of the in-flight entertainment that Virgin have got to offer. But I did stumble across a documentary that involved you, From Giacomo to Jack, it's called. A lot of our listeners may not have seen it, but you went back to the complete origins of the Silvani name and the Silvani family. Tell us what that trip was like, because I must admit, I was really interested to watch it and see how much it meant to you to learn so much more about your family.
Yeah, it was a really good trip. I guess it all started because the family really didn't know the reason as to why Serge's father migrated to Australia. And that was what we sort of went back over there to get an understanding of. So we found out that it was probably, there was war over there, and it was for the most part unemployment that drove migration from Northern Italy to other parts of the world. So, it was very interesting. It was a very interesting trip, so I really enjoyed it.
Jack, thanks for your time. You spoke about your grandfather there. I just want to give you a hypothetical as we go. If you had your grandfather at the same age as you at the moment, your father at the same age as you at the moment, and you lined up in a 100-metre sprint, apart from the fact that they'd probably have to time it with a sundial, who would win between the three of you?
I reckon I've got them.
That's what we want to
hear. Did not even bat an eyelid. Just pumped himself up immediately. We love it.
I tell you what, it's a good time to be on board Carlton at the moment. You can be bound by blue in 2017 and sign up as a member today. Visit carltonfc.com.au to view the range of membership packages on offer. They've got a really important stretch of games coming up. Richmond, Adelaide, Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs. You find a bit out about yourself as a team in the next 4 weeks, Jack.
Yeah, definitely. A few challenging games coming up that we'll embrace with open arms. Really looking forward to Richmond next week. Big game against a big rival, and hopefully we can get another win.
Thanks for your time, Jack. Well done last night.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jack Silvani joining us after Carlton was able to get over the top of the Gold Coast Suns 12-11-83 to 11-7-73.